Feeling better. Better than I was a couple days ago.
The one thing that Phil mentioned was that durability can be more important than ability. How much of a focus is it for you this week, this bye week, just getting that body physically to where it needs to be?
Yeah, I think it's important for everybody this time of year. We've, you know, our bye week was a long time ago. So this is the first time we've had off in quite a while. So a lot of guys have been fighting through different kind of bumps and bruises over the course of the season. So try to take advantage of that as best you can to feel good, because we're going to need everybody, you know, a week from Saturday to be at their very best. And so it's just a lot of time kind of obviously preparing. There's a lot of different scenarios. So you try to do your best mentally to get ready. And physically, you just got to put as much effort in as you can to make yourself feel better.
I wanted to ask you about that mental aspect. As this offseason went on, you said, wow, this is a long, tough grind. And then we get into the regular season, you've dealt with so many injuries and adversities. Where are you mentally right now? And are you better able to deal with the spikes and dips that exist now at 38 than you were maybe at 30 or 24?
Yeah, I think, you know, the experience of being through, you know, a lot of seasons and so forth, you get conditioned for it. So I think I'm pretty well conditioned for a regular season at this point, regular season, postseason. I think it's different when you're a younger player and, you know, let's say it's your first year, for example. You know, most games you ever play is 12. You know, you never played into January. Get a lot of time off during the you know, off season and so forth when you're in college. When you're a pro, you know, this is what you condition your whole life around. So at least I do. This is what I prepare myself for. I know a lot of my teammates do the same. So, you know, mentally, you know, I'm ready to go. You know, physically, you always want to feel your best. And I think you just got to work as hard as you can at doing the right things to get to that point. So, you know, that's where I feel like I'm at.
Has this been a greater challenge this year to get that mental balance and capacity all the way through? Because it was a difficult, it's been a difficult 12 months, long 12 months.
I think it's, you know, football season's a challenge in a lot of ways for a lot of people. You know, I think I'm always up for the challenge.
Three final questions, guys.
What Tom just kind of asked, have there been a lot of people that you're close to that you've kind of had a, I don't know, calm down because they're outraged at the way that the nation kind of rallied to the defense of Peyton Manning compared to how you were kind of railroaded last year?
I haven't thought one bit about that, so I've just tried to, you know, do my best to help our team win. I think that's what my goal is, and as mentally focused as I can be on that, that'll help our team, you know, win, because we've all worked pretty hard to get to this point. So I read a cool quote the other day. It said, I didn't come this far to only come this far. So we still got further to go.
What's your attention to the guys in the locker room who need to be ready to go, who haven't been there yet?
Yeah, and I think Coach does a great job preparing our team for that. So, yeah, it's important for the veteran guys always to set a good example of leadership because we have some experience. Our coach talks a lot about that being an advantage only if we use it as experience. So I think that, you know, you know, we're challenged in a lot of different ways. You know, every team at this point that's still playing is a great football team. They have a lot of good things that, you know, every team does well. Every team, obviously, you know, nobody's first in the league in every category statistically. So, you know, you're just trying to build upon the strengths of your team and understand where your weaknesses are. And, you know, the veteran guys, obviously, that's good to have the experience, but it's also good to be able to communicate to the younger players kind of what to expect, where we're heading, how we're going to get to the place we want to get to. And that's to, you know, obviously accomplish the goals that we set out and, you know, what we're going to do to get there, how we're going to do it, and then ultimately got to go out there and practice hard and, you know, be ready to go a week from Saturday. Thank you, guys.